Gimnasia verbal. Compromise and commit. Annie, how's it going?
I'm fine today. What about you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm excited because today is your birthday, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So, are you feeling older or wiser?
Wiser.
Wiser.
Of course.
That's what I like to hear. You don't look a day older.
No.
Than yesterday. Well, you're a day older. Just one. Okay. Today, we're going to start by looking at two verbs which sometimes cause confusion for Spaniards. Those are compromise and commit. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's start with compromise. Compromise has a number of different meanings. One of them is transigir or ceder. Okay, mm-hmm. For example, transigimos en 3,000 euros. Yeah, when you're negotiating, you can say we compromised on 3,000 euros. Okay?
Right.
Annie, a veces tienes que ceder si quieres llegar a un acuerdo.
Okay, sometimes you have...
O mejor, sometimes, not sometimes... Sometimes, enfatizando la primera sílaba.
Sometimes you have to compromise if you want to reach an agreement.
Good. You have to compromise, again, emphasizing the first syllable. You have to compromise if you want to reach an agreement. Él se negó a ceder en nada. En inglés sería on, ¿vale?
He refused to compromise on anything.
He refused to compromise on anything. Very good. Si estás dispuesto a ceder y dejarlo en 50, trato hecho.
If you're willing to compromise and... leave it at 50.
Good. Leave it at 50. Muy bien. Dejarlo en 50.
It's a deal.
It's a deal. Trato hecho. Good. Okay. Another meaning of compromise is comprometer or poner en peligro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can compromise a situation, for example. You can compromise on safety. Okay, then. Debido a su declaración a la prensa, el director se puso en peligro a sí mismo y a la empresa entera.
Thanks to his statement to the press, he managed to compromise himself and the whole company.
Good. Thanks to his statement to the press, he managed to compromise himself and the whole company. The next one. No hagas nada que pueda comprometer tu reputación.
Don't do anything that might compromise your reputation.
Your reputation.
Reputation.
Eso es. Your reputation. Debido a sus acciones insensatas, puso en peligro el proyecto entero.
Acciones insensatas? How do you say that?
Thoughtless actions.
Thoughtless.
Mm-hmm. Thoughtless, pues, sin haberlo pensado bien.
Okay. Through his thoughtless actions, he compromised the whole project.
Good. Through his thoughtless actions, he compromised the whole project. Okay, let's move on to commit yourself, to commit oneself. Okay? This is when you have a commitment, cuando tienes un compromiso, mm-hmm. Yeah? Or te comprometes a algo. This is where all Spaniards tend to say, I compromise myself, okay? But it's not right. When you're talking about commitments, compromisos, personales, we talk about committing yourself. Y si le sigue un verbo, después de tú, to commit yourself to something, or to commit yourself to doing something, el verbo se expresa en gerundio.
Mm-hmm.
Es decir, el verbo acabado en ING.
All right.
Okay? For example, I can commit myself to coming next week. Yeah, I'm not going to commit myself to going. Okay, Annie. Ella se comprometió a otros 5 años.
She committed herself
committed.
To...
A... committed. Como acaba en T, hay que pronunciar la E final del pasado.
Okay. She committed herself to another 5 years.
She committed herself to another 5 years. Good. The next one then. No me comprometo a nada.
I'm not committing myself to anything.
Good. Se negaron a comprometerse a hacer nada.
They refused to commit themselves to doing anything.
Muy bien, they refused to commit themselves to doing anything. Annie, ¿cómo se dice? Tengo un compromiso.
I have a commitment.
I have a commitment. ¿Y cómo no se dice?
A compromise.
I have a compromise, ¿vale?
Mm-hmm.
Nunca. I
Nunca.
Have a commitment. Or I have a prior commitment, ¿vale?
Okay.